the World Cup. Clearly, it's one of the most watched events on the planet, and the scale behind the scenes is massive.
To be part of building a great show every single day, you know, that's what it's all about, the production.
You have to be organized. You have to be flexible to solve problems, you know. But you know that you're not alone. You're part of a team that supports you.
Welcome back to the Life at Disney podcast. I'm your host, Lisa. On today's episode, we're looking at storytelling on a global stage, exploring what it takes to bring one of the biggest sporting events in the world to life. We're getting the inside scoop on what it's like to work behind the scenes at ESPN during the World Cup through the lens of employees from across Latin America. They're giving us a peek at the scale, collaboration, and careers powering the coverage. Welcome to the show, Daniel and Mercedes.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I think we're going to have some fun today. And you know what? We want to kick things off with a game. So for each of our guests, we give our listeners some background information. This is My Disney Career in 60 Seconds. Just like it sounds, each of you will have 60 seconds to share the highlight reel of your Disney journey so far, how you got started, roles you've held, and maybe a favorite project you've supported along the way. And since you're both joining us from the Walt Disney Company Latin America, if you could also share where you're based. Who would like to go first? Daniel or Mercedes?
I think ladies first.
Okay, Mercedes. All right, I'm going to start the counter. You got 60 seconds.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, I'm based in Buenos Aires, in Argentina. I started in production at very young age, 21. So it's been a long time. I joined the first group that started with SportsCenter in the 2000s. And I had the chance to be in the operation department, the first operation department. And so I learned a lot there about logistics and the things that involve to put a new show on air. Then I also coordinate talents. And for the last 3 years, I am the head of the tape library. So very involved with the images and the content. And my last role now, I'm helping with the FIFA World Cup. Very exciting. I like project manager supporting Colombia team. And that is because we are now involved in the FIFA World Cup. And I'm proud of growing up and learn a lot during all these years.
Nice. Okay. We went a little over, but you know what? I wanted to know it all. So, okay. That's super interesting though. And this is so cool that you're joining us from all over the world. This is incredible. Okay. All right, Daniel. You know the challenge now. I think you wanted her to go first to get the timing down.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, all right. Ready? We got 60 seconds on the clock. Starting now. I'm going to let you keep going, though. Here we go.
Well, I joined ESPN on 2008 as a production assistant here in Mexico City. And over 18 years, I have moved through almost every production role. Until now, I'm senior manager producer of production. And to date, I lead our studio debate shows here in Mexico. We have shows like one of the biggest, Football Picante, and another is Equipo F, Enfocados, Generación F, NFL Live. I'm with a team of more than 40 people. And along the way, I have covered 2 World Cups on site, 2 Olympic Games. I have been lucky enough to win with another colleague 2 Sports Emmy Awards for Best Debate Studio Show. It's that the category. But I think that, honestly, my favorite part is to be part of building a great show with my team every single day, you know, because that's what it's all about, the production.
Okay, that's incredible. I think you guys were honestly about the same for the time, but honestly, what you guys shared, we all won. That's so cool. Seriously, your journeys are just incredible. So thank you so much for joining us today from, again, all around the world. It's so exciting. So you mentioned it, the World Cup. Clearly, it's one of the most watched events on the planet, and the scale behind the scenes is massive. Daniel, let's start with you. You're leading production planning for ESPN Mexico. What does that actually include when preparing for an event like this?
Well, you know, it's a lot of moving pieces because we build weekly rundowns for every show. We coordinate talents like also Mercedes in other regions, talents like Hugo Sanchez, you know, he's the best Mexican player in the history of this country. José Ramón Fernández, he is also the best on what he does. He's a sports journalist, and he has one of the most impressive careers on Mexico, you know. And additional to that, we have to cover crew schedules. We have to associate producers, assistant productions, graphics, crew. It's a lot of people involved, and we also have to have ready to go our sets that are not in our main facilities. You know, we are doing shows live from Azteca Stadium, in front of Azteca Stadium. We have a set also on Ángel de la Independencia, the one of the most iconic places of Mexico City. So we are in every part of this city and also of the country and also on the region, you know, because we have a set on LA, we have a set on Miami, a set on Kansas. So it's a lot of moving pieces. The most important thing I think it's stay flexible for what happens next, you know, because we can control the matches and the rest of these games.
I love that. Well, I think also too, you mentioned that it's, I imagine, very personal, and it sounds like it's personal because the World Cup hasn't had a match in Mexico since 1986. How does that impact the team and the storytelling? That's got to be pretty magical, I feel like, for it to return.
Yeah, you know, it's very huge for us. It's the first time since 1986 the World Cup is back here in Mexico. So for a lot of people on my team and for the team, it's their first World Cup on Mexico and their first World Cup ever, you know. So it gives us another kind of storytelling, more emotion. We're not just covering a tournament. We're covering history happening in our own country. So you can feel that energy in every meeting, every rundown, every set, you know. Yesterday, Mexico was the first time that wins three games on the group stage, and the country was nuts, you know. It was a party all the night, all the morning, and it's been very emotional to be part of this.
You mentioned Azteca Stadium. What was the energy like covering that in person? Because I can't imagine. That must be so cool.
Yeah, to be there in front of one of the most iconic places for football, it's huge, you know, because in that stadium, Pelé won on 1970, Maradona won on 1986. So two of the best players of the world have played there, you know. We need to Messi to go to Azteca to have all the great players in history, you know. So to be there around and to see every day, because we do shows every day from there, it's a privilege to be there.
It's really a privilege. I was for the first time in Azteca Stadium for the Colombia first match. And the energy was incredible. It was really great to be there, feel the energy, the see all the work there, all the things you do every day. So very exciting.
Do you have like a magical memory from that experience for yourself?
I love to be there. Everything from the beginning. Colombia won, so the people was very excited. The crew, the stadium was full. Very, very lovely to be there.
Mm. That's so cool. I want to know more about your role, Mercedes, as a project manager, because you've been supporting multiple Latin teams. What has your day-to-day looked like during the tournament?
Well, a lot of work, more than I have already imagined. I knew that it was hard, but there's a lot to be coordinated. As Daniel says, you have to prioritize the things you're going to manage. You have to be organized. You have to be flexible and react quickly to solve problems, you know. But after all, you're not you know that you're not alone. You're part of a team that supports you, and you are a little part of something bigger, you know. So it's hard, but it's really an amazing experience.
I love that idea of something bigger, because it's so true, right, about Disney. It's one of the most unique parts of working for Disney. It's the global connectivity, right, that we get working with all the teams that sounds like you all work with. So Daniel, your team has been working with ESPN offices across Argentina, Brazil, Bristol, and more. Well, that's pretty incredible. What makes that collaboration so successful?
Well, I think like Mercedes said, it's the communication. It's the first thing that has to be clear, you know, and respect, because we are from different places and we have different strengths. Like, I don't know, Bristol that brings global resources, Argentina and Brazil that bring regional expertise, and we share information constantly. I have been with Mercedes on a lot of meetings, you know, and we share in real time. And I think that the best thing you said is that everyone understands that the bigger goal is the same, to tell the best story for our audience. And that shared goal makes the distance disappear and everyone is running to the same goal, you know?
I think you summed it up pretty well. It's the heart of all this is the team and the people behind the productions. It sounds like you really have a passion for what you do, but it's also very personal and you really love what you do. So that's so, so special. Mercedes, what stands out to you about how you and your team show up under pressure? Because I was hearing you say you have to plan, but be flexible. And we know how that goes with live events. You can plan, but then you just got to see what happens.
We have to be prepared, you know, and every day you wake up and you are prepared for whatever happens, you know, to get a solution, to have the best product on air. We have that on mind. And then we do everything needed for it to happen. So that's about creativity, curiosity, remain flexible, and stay calm, you know, because a lot of things can happen during a World Cup. We are waiting for the results, and we have to be very collaborative, you know, mm-hmm. with all the regions and all the parts of the production.
Mm. I like what you said, though. You just got to be ready. I like it. Feels like you're almost an athlete yourselves. You have to have your game face ready for these events and for these productions. You just got to go with it. So for both of you, was there a moment during this experience so far where you realized, this is why I do what I do?
I guess when I was in the match, enjoying it, and also seeing all the talents commenting the game and other people enjoying the game, and you see that all that energy, it's really like, you know, I love what I do. I am where I want to be.
For me, I think that, well, I will tell you two moments, you know. The first one, I think that it was being at Azteca Stadium at the first match, Mexico versus South Africa, hearing the national anthem, the stadium full, hearing the crowd. And, you know, it was a great personal experience to be there. And yesterday, like I told you, Mexico won for the first time in history 3 games, you know, and where the Mexicans gathered to celebrate the victories, it's Angel of Independencia. And that's why we choose that place to be there, because we were thinking that when we were planning this, Mexico will win something and the Mexicans and the crowd will be there to celebrate. There was 1 million persons around that place, you know. So that moment was huge. And I think that being there at the set was, this is why I do this. It was great.
That's so special. I love that. And then since 1986, right? So now you get to be a part of history. That's so, so incredible. Okay, well, we talked about some of the magical moments. We want to have a little bit more fun again. This is what we do here at the Life of Disney podcast. Okay, I'm going to try and use the lingo. We're going to hit the pitch with another game. Did I get that right? You guys are the experts.
Okay.
Okay, so we want you to imagine you're building your dream football team, but this time you're using Disney characters. We're not going to have you build out an entire team. So this challenge, we want you to instead think about a character for each of these positions.
Okay.
Forward, midfielder, defender, and goalkeeper. So let me know your character and why for each of the positions.
Well, I will go first. And
I like how this is when Daniel says I'm going to go first. He wants the first round picks.
I will choose Mickey, you know, for forward. He's the star. He I have to choose Mickey for that role. I think that he's relentless and he will push us through the limit, through the game with all of his character, you know? So I will go forward, Mickey.
Well,
Mercedes is like, where do I go with
no,
that?
No, I have Mickey. I think of Mickey, but for another position, you know? My forward would be Buzz Lightyear, you know? Because I think he has no fear, you know? He's like, he's kind of ambitious, so I'm fast. So I like Buzz.
To infinity and beyond. That's a really good pick, yeah. Mercedes. Okay, so now we're going to midfielder.
Well, if I have to choose first, I will have Tony Stark.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Because he's smart, he's creative, he controls the game, he runs the operation, you know? So midfielders do that for the game. So Tony Stark.
Okay. My midfielder, it's Mickey there, you know? I think he keeps things moving and organized. He keeps everyone connected. I like Mickey there.
Very strong pick. Okay. Defender.
Well, I will go to with another, or I will let Mercedes choose first, you know?
That makes
sense. Yeah.
He flipped the script.
Yeah, yeah.
He flipped the script on your statement.
Okay.
She's thinking.
I will put a lady. I will put Moana.
No, Moana.
Okay.
Moana. Okay. Oh, that's a good one. Wayfinder.
Never give up. She's very brave and determined. I like a woman there.
Well, Defender, I will go with another Marvel character, Captain America. Because he is disciplined, you know, and the Defenders have to be disciplined and he never breaks the line. So Captain America, Defender.
Okay. To bring us home, the goalkeeper. Who's going to fill that spot?
Mercedes, you can go first if you want, but I already know my answer.
Okay. Well, I will choose Woody. Woody, also from Toy Story, he will be okay there, you know? He's reliable, stay calm, watch for his friends, you know? Take care good of the team.
And then he's got Buzz on the team, too, so that's already a good dynamic there. Okay.
Okay.
Looking out.
I'm doing a crossover, you know, so I will bring another character from a different world. The goalkeeper for me, R2-D2.
Oh!
You know, because he's calm under pressure. He is always ready for anything. So I will go to R2-D2.
That's true.
Okay, that was a lot of fun. I will say, I think that's almost like how you answered, this is why I do what I do. You guys both had a lot of fun and you were thinking and you were building the teams. I saw that in real time. That was cool. Okay, so we got a big question here. For our listeners out there, we're recording this episode on June 25th and the group stage is almost done. Before we close out this episode, we have to ask you both, who do you think is going to win it all?
That's difficult.
Daniel, you're going to make Mercedes go first again.
No, I will go first. I will go first and I will tell that I hope and my hopes and my it's with Mexico, obviously, because we're on our country. And then if Mexico keeps going, we'll go through the U.S. But, well, the emotions have been very high. So my heart tells me Mexico, you know. But my expertise, my part of journalist, it's telling me that maybe Argentina or Brazil or France, you know, and Spain, they are the best four teams on the World Cup. So, but if I have to root for someone, I think that we'll go with Mexico, obviously.
Okay, well. I am from Argentina, so my heart is with Argentina and with Lionel Messi. Everyone wants him to have the best World Cup, and I think we have a great chance. But if I have to choose a second, I guess Spain. Yeah.
Mm. Well, thank you both so much for making those predictions. We'll see how it all plays out. We'll see what happens. But I really did. I had such a wonderful time talking to you both today. It's so incredible. Mexico, Argentina, we're all here today. Thank you so much. It's been an incredible look at what it takes to bring the World Cup to life, from planning and production to teamwork across borders. Daniel and Mercedes, thank you for sharing your stories and showing how careers at Disney can truly take you anywhere, even to the biggest stage in sports. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts to catch our next episode. If you'd like to learn more about working at Disney, follow Disney Careers on social media or visit DisneyCareers.com. The Life at Disney podcast is produced by Jaren Kaufman and Sarah Monnier. Editing by Brandon Cologne. Social promotions by Tony Keyes and Ellery Rosengarten. Design and graphics by Delaney Regnier and Alicia Nikishan. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated. A special thank you to the teams at the Walt Disney Company Latin America and ESPN.